Good morning. This is Moses Stolfus again, bringing you the daily inspiration for Fountain of Life. My phone number, in case you want to get a hold of me, is 717-656-9576. And we do appreciate your input. We do appreciate hearing from you. It's a blessing to when we hear the testimony of someone that was touched by something that we preached or something that was said. It's just quite a blessing to. So feel free to give us a call, and you know, as you share your testimony with someone else, it will bless yourself also. And so, yeah, I'd really like to encourage you to be open. And I guess I look was it Nicodemus? It was a, I'm thinking of the disciple that came to Jesus by night. He was a secret disciple. But, you know, when Jesus Christ was crucified, I think it was the same man that openly brought the body of Jesus Christ down from the cross, and he openly buried him. And so once Jesus Christ enters into our life, we should have no problem expressing our thankfulness and rejoicing with the Lord Jesus Christ and with others, and we share our testimony with others. It does something in our hearts to do that. It seems to solidify our faith. So anyway, well, let's pray this morning before we get started. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning that you're God. Thank you for your holiness. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your blessings. You are a holy God, and thank you, dear God, that through the Old Testament that you have given us insight into the kingdom of God. And if we would not have the Old Testament today, Lord, a major part of our understanding would be missing. I do thank you, dear God, that you were able to so beautifully put the Old Testament together in types and shadows for our learning, that we might receive and that we might be blessed. And then in the New Testament, you say that old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so, Father, we do thank you for that. We thank you that today we're not living in the Old Testament. We don't have to make animal sacrifices today. But we need to make, what you require of us today is a human sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of our very lives, putting everything on the altar. Like it says there in, if I can get the words now, it says, at one place it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Well, just, thank you, Lord Jesus, for being a blessing and directing our lives. And I just pray now, be with us and guide us this morning as we share the word of God. May your name be exalted and glorified. We ask it in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. All right. Well, yesterday I thought I was going to look into the fall of man and how man, how God created man, and then by the subtleness of the devil, the devil came to the woman and she was deceived. So hopefully this morning we'll get into that. God is good. God is extremely good, and God knows what we need, and God completely redirected my message yesterday, and I praise God for that. When a message comes from the heart, it means so much more than it does when you just, a message from the heart reaches the heart. A message from the head may only reach the head, and may may our messages and the messages that we listen to reach our heart and not just our head. There's such a great big difference. In Genesis 2:15, it says, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." And maybe you are like I used to be. And you say, well, God, what did you mean? In the day that you shall eat of it, you shall surely die. And I used to wonder, well, why? I mean, why did God say that? They didn't die right away. Their body didn't fall down on the earth and they, you know, were lifeless. But there's something that happened the very moment that they ate of this fruit. It was the forbidden fruit. God said, "You shall not eat of it." Something died. Something died. I believe their spirit, the spirit that was able to communicate and to walk with God and to the very spirit of man, it died. And the connection, may I say. Okay, if we could think of a... we have, I guess in Jeremiah, there's a verse that says, "Call upon me." Maybe I can't get the exact words, but it says, "Call upon me and I will hear." And it's like our telephone line to God. Well, I believe that the day that they ate this fruit, their telephone line was severed, and they no longer had the connection with God like they had before. Yes, God did come at the evening, and like he wanted to take a walk with them, but... I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. But anyway, let's read on here. "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thou thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, It is not good for the man that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to the beasts of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him." Can you imagine there, Adam standing there, and all these animals going past him, and they came in pairs, and each male and female, and here was Adam, a lonely person. And yes, he had God, he could walk with God, but there was no mate for Adam. "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and God took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof." I believe that God took out of man, out of Adam, a rib. And then, of course, he healed it over again, and there was no, it was just like normal. And now today, maybe we are missing a rib. I don't know how that all works, but anyway, we're perfect. We're formed the way that God wanted us to be formed. "And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." Now, we don't hear any communication between Adam and God, and that this woman, just how God created this woman. But somehow Adam knew. Adam knew that this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. And therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. And here in verse 24, where it says that they shall and shall cleave unto his wife, the man shall leave his father and his mother. You know, there's so many times in today's world, even amongst the plain people, where a couple gets married and they don't leave father and mother. The father or the mother of one or the other, or maybe even both, they're constantly back there. They're constantly getting their emotional input, their emotional satisfaction, you might say, from their father and their mother. But God said, therefore shall man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. And I believe it means the same thing for the wife, that the wife shall leave father and mother, and they too, these two people, shall become one flesh. It's very, very, very important that this concept, this thing that God set in order here in the beginning, that this happens. And maybe you want to look at your own life and see where. Okay, let's just consider when something important happens, something exciting happens, who is the first one that you tell? Maybe you're by yourself and something beautiful happens and you pick up the phone and you say, and you want to just share it with someone. Who do you share it with? Do you share it with your husband, or do you share it with your mother or your father? Think about it. Think about it. Where is your heart? Where are your heartstrings? Where are your heartstrings attached? Are they attached to your spouse, or are they attached to your parents? It's very extremely important that they be attached to your spouse. The Bible says here that therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. In other words, they did not have any clothes, as we know them. They did not have any on. But they were not ashamed because they were of one flesh. So, let's be faithful. Let's be faithful to our God and walk in that which God has set before us. He said that man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. I would just urge you this morning that I see my time is getting away again, and I haven't gotten even to the fall of man yet. They were both naked, and the man and his wife were not ashamed. They shall. God said, therefore shall man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife. I just urge you that if, just take a look at your life. Who is the most important person in your life? Is it your spouse or is it someone else? Is it your father or your mother? Who is the most important person in your life? And you can change that. You can change that. There are divorce and remarriage today, and there's all kinds of things that enter into a relationship that is not good. And there are little things that can come between us, and we don't talk to each other anymore, or we're not closely knit together like we should be. But, you know, husband and wife are to be together as one, and they need to share together. They need to talk together, and they need to be open with one another. There should be nothing hid in our lives from our spouse. Nothing. You know, it is such a blessing. You know, we were married for, maybe 15 years before we opened our hearts up to one another, and we just shared all the things that we were into, and all the sins. We shared it with one another, and it was such a blessing to finally have everything out in the open, nothing hidden anymore. And I just urge you this morning that you would open your heart to your husband, to your wife, and you would share from the depth of your heart, and not be ashamed, because it is an extremely great blessing to have all that behind us, and to not be hiding anything from one another. It is not good to hide things. The Bible says that we need to be open and transparent, like it says there in James, to confess your faults one to another. Why? That you may be healed. So that's what I would urge you to do this morning between husband and wife, so that you can be healed, you can be blessed. And never, never, ever give your spouse the silent treatment, you know, where you just don't talk. You go into a condition where, all right, she hurt me and I'm not going to talk. Don't do that. That is so hurtful. That is so damaging to a marriage. But, excuse me, let us be open. Let us be open one with another and confess our faults one to another. All right, well, it's time I bring this to a close. God bless you and be with you. And we will, come back tomorrow morning and see if we can get a little further again. So have a great day, a great and wonderful day. And remember to bless your spouse today and to tell him or her that you love him or her. So may the good Lord be with you.